join with you once again for our prophetic prayer partnership. And once again, let me thank you. If this is your very first time, thank you for joining us in our partnership. And if you have been a recurring member of this partnership, thank you so much for consenting and for continuously joining your faith to mine as we continue to build our faith and build what it is that we desire and need in the things of God. There are so many realms that we can access through prayer. And I believe that as we pray, as we earnestly pray, not just praying, but earnestly praying through the sincerity of our heart, that God can do anything, absolutely anything. And nothing, there is nothing he cannot do. So I want you to settle yourselves in, prepare yourselves. Let's get set up and let's prepare to have another powerful session in impartation and also in intercession. As we have been really seeking the face of God, I've been really sharing with our partnership. Those of you that have been on, you know that we have been in this continuous impartation as it pertains to strategy, divine strategy, divine strategy. You know, there are so many people who ask the question, why do you stay on a particular topic so long? Are you fearful of redundancy or repetition? Are you fearful of people becoming bored with what it is that you're sharing on that particular subject matter? And my answer is always absolutely not. The reason why I'm not concerned about that is because what we learn is that repetition is the mother of all learning. There are certain points of interest that God really has to reiterate from time to time to get certain things drilled into our spirit. The more we hear it is the more we consider it. The more we consider it is the more we change our lives, change our perspectives, change our patterns toward the thing we are hearing. And for some very reason, God has had us for 2 months now talking to you about divine strategy. And as I was praying and I was seeking the face of God, begin to hear the Lord say to me that there is purpose behind the sharing. There is purpose behind this point of interest. And I begin to pursue that purpose in prayer. Lord, what is it that you're saying to us as it relates to strategy? I know that many of us can be a little lackluster as it pertains to strategy or even carrying out the strategies that we put into place. The Lord began to share with me that we need to understand that being sober-minded and vigilant, according to what the Word of God told us to do, says be sober-minded and vigilant. Being sober-minded and being vigilant, strategic, is a part of that whole description. Being strategic. I'm learning more and more that individuals who do not have a plan for life are living life with a plan to fail at life. It is important that we start developing plans and strategies, thinking ahead, prepping, setting up, structuring. And these types of strategies are necessary for the longevity of success. It's not just a successful moment, no, but these moments of success are sustained, maintenance, and even perpetuated. There's even expansion that comes to levels of success when there is planning ahead. What we noticed about society is that society changes every 4 years. Unfortunately, for so many of us, we are so behind because we don't change until every 10 years. So while society is getting us to buy into what it is that is in place currently, they are already in the future. They are already in the change of what we are currently buying into. I believe that forward thinking is necessary, and I believe it is a God-given gift. As we receive impartation and downloads from heaven, God begins to deal with us concerning a time that we have not yet seen. He says to Moses, when Moses is doing nothing but looking at Egypt, or even looking at a wilderness, or even looking at a particular demographic, he says, I'm going to take you to a land that is flowing with milk and honey. Understand the download there. Understand the unique and forward thinking of that download, that in order for you to get to this land that's flowing with milk and honey, you've got to be willing to get up and to exit this land that you're currently in. And take these people with you, these people who have been oppressed here, these people who have lacked here, who have hungered here, who have been behind here. I want you to prep these people and take them over. Strategy is required. You're going to need strategy. You're going to need to appoint people to assist you navigating through the various concerns and matters of this people that's traveling with you. But everybody in the camp must get up and go. I want to take them to a land that's flowing with milk and honey. I want to take them to a land of promise. See, whenever you start receiving divine downloads from heaven, it is always concerning a time that you are unfamiliar with. In our morning prayer this week, I'm dealing with the word new, N-E-W, N-E-W, because while new is often exciting to hear about, it is frightening to walk into, because most of us are more comfortable with what we know, what we're familiar with. But in this season of your life, you've got to be willing to have vision. I want you to say that word with me, vision. Yeah, that sounded real good coming out, didn't it? Come on, let's declare it again, vision. Vision. What is vision for? Vision is not for where you are. Vision is for a time that is not yet manifested, not yet come. But I'm seeing into a place. I'm seeing into a time. I'm seeing into a futuristic lens, a scope. That's why the scripture tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight, because sight is for now. And if we start making decisions for now, if we start making our choices and planning our lives for what we're seeing now, we're going to be severely handicapped. We're going to be severely stagnant, because now is not it. Now is not the finished product. That's why we need faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That faith taps you into vision. It is the evidence of the things that are not seen. We don't see it, but we see it. You get what I'm saying? We don't have it, but we sense it. We are planning. We are strategizing. We are walking. We are moving. And that's why we cannot afford to allow distractions to stifle vision. God has given you something. What has he downloaded into your spirit? What has he said concerning your future, whether it be a neared future or a distant future? God is dealing with you. God is speaking to you. God has been, watch this, he has been handling your mindset. He has been handling your dreams and your visions. He has been speaking to you, downloading to you. And now you must have a strategy. You must have a strategy. Be sober-minded and vigilant. Why, Bishop Nixon? Because your adversary, the devil, walketh about. He's going up and down. And what is he doing? He is seeking. He is as a roaring lion, and he is seeking whom he may devour. I want you to understand this. He is searching you out. It's not a matter of, oh, when I find you, then I'll attack you. No, what this is dealing with here in that particular text in 1 Peter, it's dealing with, and I need you to hear me, a stakeout. He is walking about. He's in a stakeout. Have you ever heard that term? Officers would use that term, in a stakeout. They're sitting out, looking and studying the scene and the actions and the movements. That's what our enemy does. Our enemy studies us. watches our movements, watches our sensitive points, watches our vulnerable points, watches where we're weak, watches where we're strong, watches where we're consistent, and watches where we're inconsistent, watches and is looking for those weak points by which he can develop a strategy of his own to attack and to assault. What I'm finding is that the enemy's attacks have been more effective than our pursuits. Oh my God, I just said something powerful right there to you. I said, the enemy's attacks have been more impactful than our pursuits. And why is that? Because the enemy is devoted to his own strategy. The enemy is devoted to his studies concerning us. We become lacklustered. We become bored fast. Our attention span is not as laser and focused as it should be for seasons of strategy. When it comes down to your strategy, you're going to need a focus. You're going to need a focus because your enemy is watching your every move. That's how he knows when to come. He knows at which point to come. He knows what to use. He knows who to use. Is this making sense to somebody tonight? He knows exactly what to do because he himself understands the power of a strategy. And I believe God has had me imparting this to your spirit these 2 months so that you too will understand the value of having a strategy, that you're not caught off guard, that you're not taken by surprise, that you are not, praise the name of the Lord, trying to figure it out as you go. But even now, as the Lord begins to show you, you're not filled with self-doubt or self-sabotage, but as the Lord begins to show you, you're trusting the vision that God has given you. You're trusting the word of the Lord for your life, not second guessing, not filled with insecurity and self-doubt and self-pity, filled with fear or anxiety. But this is the season now to rise above that and to trust what God has given you and what God has imparted into your spirit. There's something greater coming out of you. The vision is there. You're already seeing it. I want you to declare this with me tonight. I see myself in my future. Come on, begin to declare that with me tonight. I see myself in my future. And that is the biggest threat that you can have to the enemy. That is the biggest threat that you can have as it pertains to your walk in this life. The biggest threat that the biggest weapon you're walking around with is vision. But the only thing your vision is missing is strategy. I can see myself in my future. I'm doing better. I'm working, amen, at a greater capacity. I am moving strategically. I am well connected. I'm well versed. I'm well educated. I am an owner. I am a partaker of those things which are lucrative and those things which are luscious. I am a part of gentrification. I am a part of the expansion of community. I am a part of health and wellness in the community. Hear me, you gotta start seeing it. When you see it, then you have a canvas to build upon. But if you can't see it, we can't force you to see it. We can't for this is not something that somebody can just make you see. You got to open up your understanding, divorcing all of the disappointments of yesterday and not allowing the disappointments of yesterday to become the launching pad of tomorrow. Because if you move tomorrow based upon disappointments, you will miss the power and the purpose of your whole life. Your whole existence is to fulfill an assignment and an agenda in the earth. And that's why the enemy doesn't want you to see. The enemy does not want you to foresee. The enemy does not want you to discover. The enemy does not want you to have decision power. But I want you to know that this season of your life, you are rising from places of self-doubt. You are rising from places of weaknesses and places of discouragement and places of disappointment, places of depression. Your scales, those blinders, those filters are falling off of your eyes, and the Lord will cause you to see the thing as it is. You have power with God. It is imperative that you have this kind of power. What is your name? What is your name? The young man says, Jacob. Jacob. Jacob, you mean supplanter, you mean liar, you mean underachiever, you mean deceiver. That's your name? God says, no, that will not be your name from this day forward. From this day forward, your name will be called Israel. For as a prince, you have favor with God and with men. You are nothing to be played with. You are not an underachiever. You are not the disappointments you have encountered. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You have the plan of God backing you. You have the covering of God over you. You have the strength of God undergirding you. You are not to be mocked. You are not to be played with. You are not to be toyed with. You're not to be mishandled. You are the Lord's anointed, the Lord's prophet, the Lord's vessel. You are the one that God has given something powerful to. You will achieve, you will accomplish, you will experience manifestation. There will be things that were once problems for you, but will now become promise to you. Oh, you're going from low to high. You're going from poor to wealthy. We're not talking about rich. We're talking about wealthy. You're going to be resourceful. The purpose of God in you is coming alive. That is the word of the Lord. That's why you need a strategy. You need a strategy when you have vision. Now, if you don't have vision, go ahead and hang up tonight and call us back next week, because this is not for you tonight. This is for the individuals who have vision, but you're discouraged because with vision, you lack resources. I want you to hear me, that resources are not the prerequisite to executing vision. Oh my God, I think I just said something right there that's going to help a few people. I said resources is not the prerequisite to executing and completing vision. The problem with us is that society and the world around us has us thinking that without resources, we cannot succeed. But that is not so. It is not the resources that will bring about your great success. Can I tell you what it is? Oh, it's strategy. It's strategy. Because when you have strategy. I want you to hear God talking to you tonight. When you have strategy, strategy will take you to where resources are. Strategy will connect you to who is resourceful, hence making you now resourceful. Strategy, divine planning. That's what you're lacking. It's not the money. No, it's not. It really isn't. And I know we think that, oh, all I need is this amount of money and all I need is that amount of money. No, you need a plan. You need a plan. You need a strategy. Because if God were to release to you the resources, the money, what's the plan? What's the strategy with the resources? See, resources are attracted to strategy. Oh my God, I got to stop teaching tonight. I've got to stop imparting so I can pray for you. But I want you to just declare that with me. I want you to declare that with me. Resources are attracted to strategy. No strategy, no resources. You can't have money. You can't be a money magnet. You can't be a person of great recognition without a strategy. You need a plan. That's why you got to stop yourself from all the hustle and bustle and all of the noise of your day. And you got to sit quietly and find yourself a space where you can think. and come up with this strategy and this plan and not be interrupted by opinions and coaches and gurus that have not even been tested. It is time for you to settle yourself in what God is telling you, and understand that the moment you come up with this divine strategy, God is going to release to you the resources that you need. Somebody's life is changing for the better from this day forward. There are almost 130 of you on the line tonight between the conference line and the Zoom platform. And I want all of you to know that this is your word tonight. For many of you, this is the confirmation that you have needed. You need to stop complaining and start strategizing. You need to stop murmuring and start planning. This is the word of the Lord for you. God is talking directly to you. For many of you, this is an answer to a prayer you've been praying the last few weeks in your private time. God, what do I need? What do I need to do? You need to stop complaining and start strategizing. You need to stop murmuring and start planning. I'm going to do something powerful for the strategist. I'm going to release resources for strategists, those who know how to strategize. God, give us the gift of strategy so that we can strategize and execute the plan that we have received in our spirit. This is the season to recover and recover well. You will be strong and you will do exploits. Those who know their God will be strong and do exploits. Be strong in Him and in the power of His might. Do you see what I'm saying tonight? Do you see how we need to start moving in strength? We have allowed not having enough money or not having enough work or not having enough house or whatever it is, we've allowed not having things to weaken us and to cripple us. But the devil is a liar. Strategy. Your greatest asset is your mind. Oh my God. Your greatest asset is your mind. That's why the enemy fights your mind. It's not your money that he fights. He fights your mind, because if he can incarcerate and encapsulate your mind, once that mind is under arrest, then every other part of you is completely debilitated. But I declare unto you tonight, the mind is being freed tonight. Somebody's mind is being freed tonight. And the moment your mind gets free, you're going to notice that your money is free. The moment your mind gets free, you're going to notice that your family is free. The moment your mind gets free, you're going to realize, wait a minute, I'm not stuck. I'm not depressed. Wait a minute, I'm not worried. Wait a minute, I have peace. I have joy because my mind is free. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I share with you, strategize, because your adversary is strategic. But you now must stand and be just as strategic, if not more so, than your adversary. The enemy, the devil, wants to take us out, but I declare tonight he has no power to do so. We are made victorious in God, and we are made victorious because he has given us a mind. My God, a mind to think, a mind to envision, a mind to progress, a mind to process. Yes, we process things. A mind to create, a mind to discover. The enemy has no power. I love that. He has no power. And I want you to know this. When I told you that your adversary walks about as a roaring lion, I want you to hear me. That as a roaring lion doesn't say he is a roaring lion. He is as, but he is not. He is as, but he is not. One more time. He is as, but he is not, which means he is a deceiver. He is come to deceive us and make us to think that he is more powerful than he actually is. He is only as a roaring lion. Now, if you see a roaring lion, of course you would flee. Of course you would run. Of course you would seek shelter and safety. And the enemy has had us running from him because he is as a roaring lion. But I want you to know that he is only as, but he is not. Because watch this, you have authority over him. Jesus said, I give you power, my God, to tread on serpents and scorpions and all of these creatures and things and beasts, and nothing by any means shall harm you. I want you to walk in the strength of God in this season. And I want you to know that his power is available and is functional and fully operational in your life. This is the season of strategy. I want you to declare that with me right now. We're getting ready to pray. This is my season of strategy. Come on, declare that. This is my season of strategy. I have received a praise report from Sterling Breeden, and I want to read this praise report for you as we are strengthened by the testimony of the saints. Sterling says, for the past 2 weeks, I've asked for prayer concerning a new job. I sent my request for tonight, and before my workday ended, I got a call with my verbal offer. Glory be to God, he says. Thank you, Bishop, and my inner city family for standing with me. Congratulations to you, Sterling, and do know that this is only the beginning. Beginning of something even greater than what you have already experienced. It's your strategy season. Keep that strategy, sir, and watch God do even greater things. Well, I'm going to be continuously praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer request. Rosalinda Archbold, Patricia Hill, Andre Hill, Shelley and Shalisa Watson, Deborah Fraser, Kimberly Wright, Lorraine Williams, Ruth Aileen, Michelle Smith, Verna Simmons, Vernon Thompson, Selena Fields, Sterling Breeden, Aletha Bullard Amparado, Elaine Frank, Pandora Wilson, Justin Mack, Denise Bryant Brooks, Martin Merced, Zakira Lawrence, Rochelle Maxwell, Lakita Cagle, Cynthia Hardy, Raven Gray, Annette West, Karen Smith, Derek Dominic, Kikamon Rockmore, Benita Thompson, Shaquana Johnson, Diamond Smichael, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Merritt and Taj Maleti Freeman, Diane Harsh, Redonia Johnson, Ollie Mason, Johnny Stafford, Richard Tarua, Dominique Ingram, Darren Real, Patsy Rizzo, Nyasha Cooper, Ashley and Corey Grant, Shamika Horton, Janet Durbin, Barbara Hairston, Sharima Abdullah, Joanna Lewis, Celeste Johnson, Ralph Everett, Jake Langley, Harriet Shelby, Anita Harris, Latoya Nugent, Diane Everett, Patricia Taylor, and Michelle Tarua. We are so excited to continuously have you on my personal altar as I pray daily for those of you that are there. Come now and let's look to the Lord. Let's pray earnestly, not only for ourselves, but for each other in this partnership. Father, we say thank you. We honor your holy and matchless name. Your name is wonderful. Your name is kind. Your name is generous. Your name is benevolent. Your name is keeping. Your name is safety. Your name is a refuge. Your name is a defense. We thank you for the power that is given to us in your name. Father, we have the ability to seek you. We have ability not only to seek you, but to know you. Thank you for allowing us the access to know you, to know your presence, to know your worth, to know your value, to know the comfort you provide. We give you glory and honor and praise that even when we are our most frantic selves, panicking on every side, you are right there. a calm in the middle of the storm. You are a peace in the middle of confusion. Thank you so very much for comforting us, comforting our hearts, and comforting our minds, navigating us safely through life's variables and vicissitudes. Thank you tonight for how you have been God, how you've been God and Lord over us. You have lorded over us in time of distress, in time of great storm, time of peril, time over. Oh God of grief, time, oh God of storm clouds and time of strong winds, you have lorded over us. And even when we did not think we were going to make it, we have looked again and found that we are still here. Thank you for being our place of stability during turbulent times. When the wind would have carried us away, you have been right there. We honor you so very much. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for being patient with us. That even in the times where we have threatened to quit, and even some of us who even proceeded to quit, Father, your patience allowed you to keep your hand upon us and to not discard us. Thank you for not discarding us tonight. Thank you for not throwing us away. Thank you for having all kinds of patience with us. Thank you for being long-suffering. Thank you for being the Lord of all. Thank you for being the forgiving God. Thank you, Father, for taking us back into your loving arms. Thank you for receiving us back into your fold. You have been so good. Thank you for ministering to us, ministering to our needs, and even keeping our loved ones who have not even called upon your name, yet your hand has remained a hedge around our households. And for this we say thank you. Now, Father, let the spirit of revival connect with us all. Let the spirit of resuscitation connect with us all. That which has been dormant within us, that which has not had life within us, that which has been seemingly defeated within us. Father, allow your spirit to make alive again. Breathe upon us and we will live. We declare life, 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 life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Life, life to circumstance, life, life to gifting, life in the name of the Lord Jesus, life over an anointing. We need life tonight, life, new life, fresh life. Let a fresh anointing be poured upon your people in the name of the Lord Jesus. We declare now, we declare that wall of defense to be fortified. That wall of the fence to be reinforced, that the gates of hell will not be able to prevail, will not be able to impede our dwelling, will not be able to come across the threshold of our dwelling. You are right there. My God, your angels stand guard. And I appreciate you so very much. We appreciate the fact that you hide us in the safety of your pavilion. Thank you that you hide us in the secret place. Thank you that we're dwelling there. We're abiding there. We will not move from there. We will not deviate from there. Father, help us, oh God, continue to, oh God, take in and be able to retain that which you have poured into our spirit. Don't let us to forget. Father, touch the minds tonight. Keep the mind from forgetting. Keep the mind from losing heart, from losing hope, from losing faith. Keep the mind from losing cognition. Keep the mind from losing concentration. We thank you now, even for consecration. My God, you're moving in a new way. You're moving in a dominant way. You're moving in a way of restoration that even where doctors have given us up, even where there are things that they say and they cannot do, you're doing something brand new that if we follow the strategy, we'll find the path to healing. If we follow the strategy, we'll find the path to deliverance. If we follow the strategy, we'll find the path to freedom. If we follow the strategy, we'll find the path to prosperity. If we follow the strategy, we'll find the path to salvation. Father, provide the way. If you provide the way, we promise to stick to the path. God, give us the ability to commit. My God, strengthen the ability to commit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't just want you providing for us and we be uncommitted and unfaithful and untrue. But Father, tonight, help us. Help us to walk in faithfulness. Help us to walk in dedication. Help us to walk in commitment. We declare the word of the Lord. We declare the promises of God, that the promises of God are yea and amen. And we thank you now for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you're getting ready to do. Thank you that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. We give you glory now. We give you glory now. We give you glory now. We honor you even in this moment. We thank you. 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 We thank you for what you are establishing in this prayer meeting tonight. We thank you for what you are establishing in the midst of our partnership tonight. We feel strength tonight. We feel power tonight. We feel charged tonight. We feel restoration tonight. We feel rejuvenation tonight. We feel a refreshing tonight. Father, help us even tonight as we lie down in slumber, as we lie down in sleep and in rest. We pray that as we rest tonight, that you're doing something new and fresh even in our sleep. You're causing us to be strengthened. You're causing us to be empowered, uplifted, enlightened, even while we rest. And then when we rise in the morning, help us to rise. Help us to rise with a newfound determination, a newfound drive, a newfound zeal in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come against stress tonight. The stresses that attack, the stresses that overtake. We come against stress tonight. Stress that has kept us and prevented us from resting. Stress that has prevented us from seeing clearly. Stress that has prevented us from living to the fullness. We rebuke stress tonight and we declare that there be no sedatives or no extra incentives in order for us to sleep. Give us peace in our rest tonight. Peace, a peaceful sleep, a peaceful slumber, a peaceful rest. And Father, even as our bodies are resting, let our minds be empowered. Let our minds be healed. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Cover, under the Shabbat. Cover, let your blood cover the doorpost. Let your blood cover every household that's represented in our partnership. Let your blood cover in the name of the Lord every dark, evil, and wicked spirit that would come, my God, to taint and to contaminate atmospheres. Amen. We declare even now that there be no contamination of atmosphere, no pollution of atmosphere, but you are cleansing and sterilizing the atmosphere, and you're causing us, oh God, to know and to breathe and to live abundantly and even more abundantly. We declare tonight that it is so. We declare tonight that the will of God is done. We declare tonight that we are walking in the strength of the Holy Ghost. We declare tonight that the power of God is present and present to heal, present to save, present to deliver. My God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for a consciousness. Thank you. Thank you for a consciousness. Thank you for a consciousness. You're causing us to be awakened in the realm of the spirit. And I give you glory now. I give you honor now. I bless your holy name. And I pray, God, that every person who is under the sound of my voice be impacted in a supernatural way. You get the glory. You get the honor. You get the praise tonight. It is in the name of Jesus Christ. We say thank God and we say amen. Come on, saints, let's begin to bless the Lord in this partnership. I want every person praising God now. My God, I don't care where you are. Send up some kind of praise, some kind of sign unto God that you receive the word of the Lord tonight, that you receive it. And we bless him for what he has established in this atmosphere tonight. Your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard. It hasn't even entered into your heart what God's going to do for you. We bless the Lord and we bless him right now. Yes, God, we honor him. My God, we honor and praise his name tonight. What a powerful deposit God has put down in our spirit tonight. Yes, we praise him. Yes, we honor him. And we thank God for his goodness toward us. I want you to be very encouraged. Not just encouraged. I want you to be very encouraged tonight. Encouraged to know that God is going to deal with you in strategy and in plan. Stop getting mad when the money doesn't show up. Start listening for the instruction, because the instruction of God is worth more than the money you've prayed for. Ooh, let me get off of this line tonight. I said the money you have prayed for does not match the instruction of God, because when you follow his instruction, you will be led to everything you need. That's why you cannot get discouraged. Well, he didn't answer my prayer. He didn't answer my prayer. What did he say to you? It's not about what he gave you. It's about what he said to you. Because if he said it to you, he has already given you all that you need. He is the all-sufficient God. All right. So when you don't see the money, when you don't see the check, when you don't see the results, listen for the instruction. Develop a plan and a strategy, and go toward what he said, because there it's going to take two grown men to carry one cluster of grapes. Oh, you better hear me tonight. The harvest is plenteous over in the promised land. There's something of promise you're getting ready to find your way to. Tonight has been amazing. It's been amazing having you as a prayer partner tonight, and I trust that your week is going to be outstanding. Now, I invite you to join me, because this week I'm going to be leading the morning boost, and we have already started our topic of new, N-E-W. And so I encourage you to wake up early in the morning with me, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just for about 10, 12 minutes. Let's just start our day with prayer. Join me. And let's talk about how to embrace our new. It's a new season. It's a new day. God bless you. Have an amazing week. Good night, everybody.